If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike Roizen, and you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, a show that lets you take control of your health so you get to control your genes. No one else should. You get to control them, that you get to live longer, healthier, and younger, more vibrantly. And now my favorite part of the show is where Gary Ginsberg, the number one guy in the Connecticut Department of Health. Boy, you had a lousy week of weather in Connecticut. Did you shuffle most of the week?
Actually, it was just Wednesday, but of course timing was horrible for the Thanksgiving holiday. But yeah, we had a rough 6 or 8 hours. It was really, it hurt to be outside. Sleet and the ice that was coming out of the sky was painful.
So I drove in that. My in-laws now, or my, not my in-laws, but my sister and brother-in-law live outside of Hartford, so we came over there for Thanksgiving. Now, smog standards relate to driving, right? Or do they? What is the EPA trying to do with tightening the smog standard?
Well, smog, of course, is mostly a summertime pollutant, mostly in suburban and urban areas, because, as you say, our cars put a lot of hydrocarbons into the air. When that mixes with that tongue of sunlight that and stirs up into the atmosphere with all that heat and sunlight, it turns into ozone. And ozone standards have been slowly coming down over the course of the last 20 years as EPA keeps re-reviewing it. You know, they have an internal law that every 5 years they have to review the major air standards in our country, whether it's carbon monoxide or particulate matter, and in this case, the ozone standard. And they put out sort of a preliminary notice of rulemaking that they are intending to try to lower the standard from 75 parts per billion to 65 parts per billion. Now, that doesn't sound like a big change, 75 to 65 for a 24-hour standard. In other words, if your 24-hour average is above that, then you're in violation. But I know in Connecticut, we have a certain number of violation days at the old standard of 75. And if they lower it to 65, we'll have more days in violation. And that affects our ability to apply for our Department of Transportation highway funds. So it will force our state to try to do more to lower ozone releases from cars.
So the penalty they have is one of not giving you funds for transportation innovation,
right,
if you will, rebuilding roads.
Yeah. It's tied to that. Yeah. So your performance with ozone and particulate matter standards are tied to your ability to get federal funding for those districts. Districts that are out of compliant get penalized. But regarding what it does to our lungs, I mean, estimates are that if they lowered the standard from 75 to 65, sounds like a small percentage change, we'd be talking about a 500,000 fewer asthma attacks per year. About 500,000 fewer missed school absences per year. So, and most of that's in the summertime. So you can see that the more we could drop the standard down, you know, is there a threshold below which ozone doesn't have any impact at all? Good luck finding it. So the lower the better is the rule of thumb with ozone in the atmosphere. And you're not protected if you're living 10, 20 miles out of the city. You know, you want to take your kid to that soccer game and have them run like crazy at 4 or 5 in the afternoon after school, and you're in the suburbs. It's not necessarily any better there than it is right downtown.
Now, you probably,
travel and get
you probably
to the
know the ozone level in the morning and the evening. When I was in China and when I've been in Beijing and Shanghai, it always seems to me that it's lower in the morning than the evening. There must be clear air that cleans it out at night when people aren't driving as much. Is that true in the United States as well?
Yeah. This theory, it's not that the clear air cleans it out quite so much, but ozone is so reactive that it reacts out all night long on surfaces, on sidewalks, on cars, on buildings, on billboards, so that by the time the morning comes, the ozone has sort of been reacted out of the atmosphere, and then all day it starts building back up. So the rule of thumb, you know, if this was a summertime story, I'd say, folks, tomorrow morning, get out there early, do your lawn mowing, do your jogging before 10 a.m. if it's going to be an air pollution alert day. You know, what EPA has done, along with trying to slowly, incrementally lower the ozone standard, is give air pollution forecasts. So it gives us a fighting chance to know when it is going to be really toxic for our lungs to try to perform. For now, I think it's a good thing that EPA is trying. They're going to have a big fight with industry, automakers, and power plants, because this will make them curtail even more, put more controls on. But smog is something that, you know, we can do. The less, the better.
Now, cow manure in my drinking water. What are you talking about, my drinking water in Ohio and cow manure?
Well, I don't know where exactly your drinking water comes from, but if your water comes from a private well and you're within range of, say, dairy farms, which this particular story was about Wisconsin and, you know, the dairy belt, but more and more people want to live out in pastoral, rural, agricultural areas. And if you're living in an area that's into dairy farming, you're probably drinking the groundwater from a private well. And this one county had 30 to 40% of its private wells that were too high in nitrate and bacteria because of all the dairy farming and the cow manure. So that manure that's sitting there, if it's not picked up, if it's not properly composted and kept away from the water table, can do a lot of damage to the resource that we call groundwater. And that can be very toxic to babies because nitrate in groundwater can cause anemia, can even in extreme cases can cause death because it's toxic to the red blood cells, causes hemolysis. So, you know, the bottom line is that EPA is being asked in this county and needs to be more on top of these large agricultural practices that lead to groundwater contamination. And if you've got a private well, test it for nitrate, test it for bacteria. Those are the two hallmark indicators that your well is being affected by a farm. It may also, in that case, be affected by pesticides. Good to test for that as well.
Now, Gary, what's not toxic? You talked about statins fight more than just high blood lipid levels.
Yeah. Now, I'm sure this is a story that you might appreciate being a physician, into cardiac health, but things like Lipitor and Zocor have been shown in animal trials to be anti-inflammatory to the point where the particulate matter that we talked about a few minutes ago, it may help offset the toxic effects to the cardiovascular system of air pollution, like particulate matter. We know that when particulate matter is breathed into the deep lungs, it causes an inflammatory reaction to our blood vessels. And it appears that these statins, when they are taken for months prior to the air pollution episodes, can actually soften or mitigate some of that inflammatory reaction and help people not have to rush off to the emergency room or have a cardiac event because of high air pollution. You know, pollution is a killer. Air pollution is known to be a killer. Statins, now nobody's saying, oh, well, double your dose of statin or start taking statins if there's going to be an air alert day. We don't have enough data to confirm that yet or to say how they should be prescribed for that. But it is now very interesting that the statins are doing more than just adjusting lipid levels. They also seem to be anti-inflammatory, lead to some new therapies for air pollution.
And when we come back, we're going to talk more about that because chronic statin use, as you say, is good at decreasing infections, causing permanent chronic inflammatory disease, and the chronic inflammatory changes in the brain that are known as Alzheimer's and can cause dementia. So that's one of the other advantages. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. on RadioMD.com. Stay well. Thanks, Gary Ginsberg, for a great section again.